What's up, dudes and chick dudes? What's going on? How are you guys doing today? I hope good. By the time you hear this, it's actually going to be the day before Thanksgiving, so Wednesday, but I'm recording this on Tuesday, and then I'm going to release it on Wednesday because your boy's getting smarter. And who knows what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. So, yeah. Anyway, let's just get straight into this episode. How funny is it when somebody gets punked by a door, dude? Like, I don't know what's funnier, when they, like, really get punked, or if it's, like, a subtle punk and you notice them get punked. And I'm talking about, like, if they go to push and it's a pull, or they go to pull and it's a push. But, like, dude, if it's a pull, it has a handle for you to pull. And, like, people still try to go and push that handle that, like, universally means, hey, pull on me. Hey, you want to come inside? Pull on me. And people still push. And then they, like, I don't know, it's just super weird to me that people, like, get punked by doors. You know what I do get punked by on doors, though? Sometimes when you think that a door's super heavy and you yank on it, but it's super light, or the opposite, where you think it's just a little bitch-ass door, and it's, like, really hard to pull, and then you look a little bit stupid, but I always just laugh at that, because I got punked by a door, and I accept it, you know what I'm saying? If you accept that you get punked by a door, no one can make fun of you for getting punked by a door. Oh, you know what else is really funny, is when people try to go to those like automatic doors, but they only have the sensors on the one side, and these ones are like for real exit only or entrance, and then they go up to the exit only and the door doesn't open, and they just stand there like it's the fucking door's fault, and they're just like, hey door, why aren't you opening for me? It says you're automatic, why can't you open for me? You know what else I do, which is, I don't know, I don't think it's frowned upon, if there's an option to hit the little handicap thing to open the door, I always do it, because it's disrespectful. Don't want to pull on your nasty door, so I just make a fist, pound that little wheelchair guy, door opens up before me, and I feel like Moses parting the sea, except I can only control some doors. But another thing, too, is, from now on, make sure if you see somebody get punked by a door that you know that they saw you get punked by a door. Especially, oh, you know what else is a really good one that people get punked by way too often is when it says, please use other door. Clearly that door is locked and they still try to yank on it, and it's like, what are you doing? Hey, look at me in the face. What are you doing? It says, please use the other door. They even ask you nicely. They don't say, use other door, because they have manners. They say, please use the other door, and then you still try to pull on the door that says, please use the other door. And then you get mad at that door for not being open, and you're like, I don't know why they have to use one door. There's two doors here. You make, like, some weird situation up in your head. You're just like, I don't understand why they have to have one door when it's clearly a two-door store. And you're like, what the fuck? But I'm making sure that people know that I saw them get punked by a tweet, because usually I like chuckle and they pretend that they don't hear me chuckle. They pretend like I'm not laughing at them, but I am. And from now on, they know that I'm laughing at them, because from now on, I think I'm gonna, like, really make it noticeable that I'm laughing at these people that got punked by a door. Especially when you're human. I don't know if I talked about this in a podcast yet, but how silly are scary movies? And by silly, I mean, in scary movies, no guy gets scared. Do you get what I'm saying? None. No guy is, like, terrified. There's usually one person that gets super scared, but the rest are like, we're gonna beat this thing. We're gonna get it. You know what I mean? Let's go investigate and shit. Look, real life, You know who gets scared? Everyone. Every guy. Ladies, if you're listening to this with your boyfriend, look at him right now and notice that he is not saying a word, because he knows that if it came down to it and there was a fucking ghoul in your house, he would be a little dork about it and be like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to investigate. Real life, dude, you see a ghost, you shit yourself. Boop, ghost, poof, shit yourself. Or you piss. It's either boop, ghost, poof, or boop, ghost, psst. You piss or shit your pants. Because you're not the dude from Michael Myers. Even though Michael Myers dies like a million times, comes back to life, surrealistic. But you're not that cop dude. I think he died. Or LL Cool J. Remember LL Cool J was in the one, Michael Myers. Hey, I'm LL Cool J. Oh my God, it's Michael Myers. I don't even know what LL Cool J sounds like. LL Cool J being in Michael Myers is better than Ice-T being in fucking Law & Order SUV or whatever the fuck it is. SVU. What did I say? SUV. Yeah, man. You want to know the most realistic thing? Okay, so if there's a ghost in your house, you're not Freddy in the Scooby-Doo gang. You know, like how he's like, let's investigate, gang. You know who you are? You're Shaggy and Scooby, okay? You and your girl are like, your girl's like, babe, I heard a noise. And you're like, yoinks, let's leave. That's you, dude. That's you. You're not fucking Freddy. And that's me too. I'm not saying I'm any better than you guys. That's me too. I hear a noise, I get scared, dude. I hear a noise at night, dude, and I freeze. I am such a little girl when it comes to noises at night, especially, dude. We have this like bay, like the sliding glass door in our back, like the backyard. And we have these blinds, but they don't all close. And I'm like, I know somebody's staring at me. Every night I say, I know somebody's staring at me. I just can't see them. And then like, there's a bunch of chipmunks or squirrels, whatever, in the trees. And they're, like, throwing acorns down. So I hear, like, tick, tick. Oh, man, I get so freaked out. And then, so I hear a noise outside. And I instantly look at my dog, okay? I look right at Tucker, and I'm just like, you gonna check that out, dude? And he looks back at me like, well, no. Aren't you my leader? Why don't you check it out? I look back at him, and I'm like, dude, I saved you from Michael Vick. Help me out. Is that too soon? There's somebody out there that's like, dude, Michael Vick jokes way too soon. Michael Vick dog jokes too soon. Really? Fuck you, too soon. What a Holocaust joke would have been better? Are you still trying to get over that? Scary movies, man. So unrealistic. I don't know. Did I tell you guys about the one that me and JC watched? I don't know if I might have said this story before, but me and JC watched this, and it was a killer app in their phone, okay? It was a fucking killer app. It's on Netflix. It's called, like, Bedeviled or something. Watch it, for real, so you can understand how furious this made me, this entire movie. A killer app, and, like a phone app, okay? That's if you are misunderstanding. It's a app for your phone that you download, and it's supposed to be a game. And they couldn't figure out how to stop it from killing people. Hey, delete the app. Problem solved, movie over. App won't delete, get a new phone. New carrier too. And then look, if I say get a new carrier, there's people that are like, Verizon has the only service I'll ever use. Yeah, it has the best service. But if it also has apps that want to kill you, you know what? I can deal with T-Mobile or Sprint. I don't know. But, like, okay, so this movie, man. I don't know. I probably broke it down because it was so ridiculous. But this movie, man, it was it's ridiculous because it was a fucking app, man. And then they found out that, like, the only time the app can come after you is if you have your phone on you. And then I think at one point at the end, the guy was like, "Why don't we just delete the app?" And this is at like hour 20 minutes in. He's like, "Why don't we just delete the app?" Hey man, why wasn't that your first thought? And oh, dude, and then oh, there's a scene at the end. Oh, I think I did talk about this, where they're in this hallway, and the girl goes, it's the girl and the black guy are still alive. Of course, the girl's alive. But they're in this hallway, and she looks at the black guy and says, "It's like we're in a scary movie, and we're just waiting to die." And the black guy turns to her, and he really says, "It's not like a scary movie. The black guy's still alive." I should have turned it off, because I was about to throw up. That was the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You know what else I heard recently that made me laugh, made me chuckle? I was at the gym, you know, getting my sweat on, not giving a fuck, wearing dress socks with my workout pants, because so disrespectful to my gym. But how about I was listening to like the Drake playlist on Spotify, and that song came on where he goes, "You gonna make me call my bros for assistance. You gonna make me call my bros for assistance." And then I started picturing him. This is like mid-workout too. I started laughing because I pictured Drake, little Aubrey Graham, wheelchair Degrassi Jimmy. I pictured him in a sticky situation, and he's like, "Hey man, hold up." Click, click, ding, 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 ding. Ring, 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 ring. "Hey, what's up, Drake? Hey guys, hey bros, I need your assistance." Or like a little kid, like goes to try to check out a movie, but he tries to check out PG-13, and really he's only 11, and he's like, "Yeah, I would like this movie, please." And the lady's like, "Honey, you're only 12. This is PG-13. That means you need to be 13 to watch it." And then he's like, click, click, ding, 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 ding. "Hello, bros, I need your assistance. You guys are 13. I need to rent this movie. Can you bros come give me assistance?" Click. And then he said to her, "You done made me call my bros for assistance." Oh. Oh boy, oh boy. "You done made me call my bros for assistance now. Hey lady, you know what you did? Made me call my bros for assistance." Oh, it's the holiday season. The holiday season. And I hate the holidays. You know what I hate? I called in to WKNR. ESPN Cleveland to talk about my hate for this Thanksgiving. I'm gonna run a Twitter poll on your least favorite holidays, like the major ones. Like we're gonna do Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, and the 4th of July. We're gonna see. I would really love to know people's opinions on this. I'll post it probably tomorrow, sometime on Wednesday, the Twitter poll. Maybe remind me if you listen to this because I'm gonna forget. I always forget shit. Anyway, dude, Thanksgiving. I don't even know where to start with this crap holiday. First off, you have to see like your distant family that like they always ask you, "Oh my God, what have you been up to?" But it's like the fakest, "What have you been up to?" Like no one gives a shit what you've been up to. And then especially like if you're young, like if you're under 30, no, I would say, yeah, under 30, I say that's like it's hard to get your shit together right now. I say at, like, this time in life. So it's hard to get your shit together. If you're under 30, man, and your family's like, so what have you been up to? You're just looking at them back like, the same shit I've been up to the past three Thanksgivings. Trying to get my shit together. I'm probably working a job I don't want to be working. You know what I mean? And then they're like, oh, yeah, well, keep it up. And then they go home and they're like, did you hear that, like, do you hear John's still not where he wants to be in life? That's how I feel it. But I'm also, like, super paranoid all the time, so that could be it, too. And then, like, you have to watch football. And also, football, pick better games to put on. Don't always make it the fucking Lions. Who wants to watch the Detroit Lions every year and, like, guarantee that they have to watch the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving? Make it happy. Play, like, I don't know. The Carolina Panthers need to be on there. See Cam smiling all over the place, handing footballs to little kids. That would be fantastic. Or, like, I don't know. Maybe, like, the Chargers. I feel like they're a nice team that people would want to watch. Maybe not right now. They're not very good. Wouldn't it be sick if the, if instead of, like, people playing, it was actually, like, whatever the team name is? Then I would want to watch the Lions every time. The Lions and the Packers. It would just be a bunch of people packing up shit, and then they would be like, hey, you guys see those 11 Lions over there? They're gonna destroy us. That you could literally put, like, the Cowboys, Texans, they're the same. It's the same thing, except the Cowboys have, like, old revolvers. Texans, aren't they just people from Texas? They're the only team that would be, like, normal-ass people. Them and the Packers. That's the only fair game. Or, like, the Dolphins, and they're just, like, offsides, and then they're arguing with the ref, and they're like, what? Like, I don't know. It's just so stupid. But, like, yeah, pick better teams. You know what I mean? Pick better teams to play. Also, if your team's not good, you shouldn't get a cool name. Like, the Bears, they're so bad. For sure, they shouldn't be called the Bears. Bears are, like, cool animals. They should be called the Packers, and the Packers should be called the Bears. And I know I'm mind-fucking you guys, and then people are like, well, there's tradition. That's how it's been for 100 million years, so that's how it has to stay. Or the Browns? Dude, we have the worst name and the worst colors in all of football. You know what? Man, these past, how many weeks have I not been a Browns fan officially? I think three. These past 3 weeks have been so stress-free for football. It's so nice. Especially, like, full-on rooting for my Carolina Panthers. Oh, so nice, guys. But back to Thanksgiving. The food sucks, okay? Straight up. The only thing worth any time, I guess, would be stuffing. But you can have it anytime you want. Turkey is the driest, worst pterodactyl of a bird I've ever put in my mouth. I don't put it in my mouth anytime. And then, dude, you have to use, like, a chainsaw to cut it. You ever notice that? People, like, no one uses a knife. They use one of those cutters that's like, any meat you have to cut like that, you shouldn't eat it. I always say this to Dan, and then he's like, well, you gotta eat the dry meat or the dark meat. And I'm like, oh, the two pieces of dark meat that everybody wants because the whole bird is a dry white meat piece of dirt. And then there's other guys that are like, dude, you're not cooking it right. No. Look, I'm cooking it right. My family's cooking it right. And everybody else's family, they're cooking it right. Turkey's just a dry bird. And by the way, have you ever seen a turkey? They're disgusting animals. They have those stupid... Aren't turkeys the one that have those freaking nut sacks on their chin? Ugh, gross. Gross. Oh, and then there's guys that are like, did you ever deep fry a turkey? Yeah, man, I have. You know what happens when you deep fry turkey? The skin gets a little crispier. It's still a dry bird. And then I told my mom this yesterday, and she's like, nah, I cook it upside down with butter in the skin. Hey, you know what happens when you cook butter in the skin? It comes out. Just talking shit on my mom's fucking turkeys. You know what happens when you deep fry turkey? Tastes same. Hey, you know what happens? Dude, people like, if there was any kind of people around when dinosaurs were around and they ate a pterodactyl, they probably ate pterodactyls on Thanksgiving because they just look dry. I don't know. Dude, pterodactyl could maybe be like the best meat ever, but it looks so dry. The only thing on Thanksgiving that I guess I kind of look forward to is when Thanksgiving's over and I go shopping. That's it, man. And sometimes I don't even go shopping. I just go watch people get punked by fucking doors. You know who your real friends are? The people, first off, that don't call it Friendsgiving. Because it's not. It's your friends having a dinner. That's all it is. First off, don't call it Friendsgiving. And then second off, don't text me Happy Thanksgiving, bro. You know what else I don't want you to text me? Merry Christmas. Unless we don't talk, then text me Merry Christmas so I know that you're a fake friend. I'm going to talk shit. Anybody who texts me Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas is getting a shout out in the next podcast, like after those holidays, so that I know. I'm going to shout them out to just let everybody know that they're not good friends. Oh, shit. You know what else is good on Thanksgiving? Pie. That's it. Pie. You know when you can get pie? Any day you want. Oh, and then people say, dude, my mom makes the best stuffing. Hey, bro, look at me. Fuck your mom's stuffing. Your mom's stuffing tastes the same as everybody. I hate to break it to you, and I hate to break it to your mom. Her stuffing is the same as everyone else's. Sorry, not sorry. Fuck your mom's stuffing. That was funny. If my family was like, hey, we got KFC, fried chicken, and mac and cheese, then I'm coming. I'm not going to Thanksgiving, dude. I'm not going to make me think I have to go to this thing. That's what it is. You guys go. I'm going to stay home, order Denny's because they're open every day of the year. Poor people that work holidays at Denny's. Shout out to you guys. I'm going to order mozzarella sticks and onion rings. I'm going to feast, but I'm going to feast on good food. You want, and then like when I called in the radio and I said the thing about fried chicken, the dude was like, he's like, dude, then that's what you have to do. You have to eat fried chicken if that's what you like. Okay, bro, you want me to bring a fucking $10 bucket to my family's Thanksgiving while they're all suffering over that dry bird and I'm eating delicious fried chicken legs? You want me to be that guy? Look at John in the corner eating his Chick-fil-A sandwich while we're over here trying to soak this freaking dry bird in gravy so it's edible. You know that scene in Christmas Vacation where he cuts the bird open, the turkey, and it like is like, and it's all dry, and they're like eating it, and it's like, that's what a real turkey is like. That is what a real turkey is like. They're so gross. Stop eating them, people. How about pizza? How about you have your mom make pizza for Thanksgiving? Have your mom make me pizza. You think your mom has the best stuffing? Bury yourself. Okay? As a matter of fact, bury yourself in your mom's stuffing. Oh, shit. You know what I want for Thanksgiving, man? I want fried chicken, margaritas, and pie. What are we even celebrating on Thanksgiving? That we took a bunch of dirt from some brown people when we came here, and they were like, "Well, the pilgrims did it first." I don't give a fuck about the pilgrims, man. I really don't. Oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, you know what I want? I want pizza, I want fried chicken, I want margaritas, and I want some sake. You know why? 'Cause it people will say you're culture appropriation when you eat. That's culture appropriating. Is that even a word? Just made it. What people are like, people get so mad these days. Like if I tweeted like, "Oh my God, I love fried chicken," one person would be like, "Dude, why you even like fried chicken? You ain't black." Or oh shit, if I was like, "Oh my God, just had good sushi," they'd be like, "Bro, you ain't even Asian though," with like emojis to try to make me feel stupid. Hey man. Listen to what I'm saying, if that's you. Listen, if you think that I can't eat sushi because I'm Asian or fried chicken because I'm not black, bury yourself. Or you have three options. Bury yourself, get captured, or literally turn around so I can fuck you. Also, another rule from now on, speaking of fucking and Thanksgiving and football, if you wear the jersey of another guy, someone gets to fuck you. I don't know if it's him. Chris D'Elia said in one of his specials that if you wear a jersey of another guy, that guy gets to fuck you. I just think if you spend the money on a jersey that has another guy's name on it, and then you go to the game or watch that guy play, and you're rooting for that guy that you have his name on your back, someone gets to fuck you. Unless you're a chick and you have a jersey, that's cool. You know, you want to root for the guy, like a girl, like who, I don't understand it, but like a Zeke jersey. You want to wear a Zeke jersey even though he's out there punching bitches in the face, and root for him. That's cool. If you're a dude and you're wearing an Antonio Brown jersey cheering for him, you get fucked. And we force feed you turkey, that dry bird. Anyway, guys, that's all I got today, you know? And until next time, I hope you guys do have good Thanksgivings if you celebrate that awful holiday. I hope you guys don't choke on that dry ass bird, and I hope you drink some gravy if you eat that gross ass, dry ass, pterodactyl motherfucking bird. And until next time, y'all, peace.